So, Bridget Jones, she's coming back. There's a new book out at the end of the year, and we're kind of wanting to work out what she's going to do next, because the world's her oyster, really.
Michelle Warner in Northampton sums up. She says, I think Bridget Jones is all about calamity, so I reckon she'll have split up with Mark Darcy, probably work commitments on his part. Then she'll be trying internet dating and all the disasters that come with that. Like, she'll set up a date with a 6-foot guy. And the thing is, with Bridget Jones, is you know that she'll do the things that you've done, that you've made a complete fool out of yourselves, and she'll do them in front of a big audience.
Big knickers, yeah?
Yes, well, that's what we remember her for quite fondly. And
do you remember her fondly for big knickers?
I remember her fondly. Any woman who is getting dressed and has put a big knickers on today will be saluting Bridget Jones. She made them acceptable. Not that you want someone like Hugh Grant to ever see them.
Really? Has a man in your life ever seen your
knickers? It's not something I'm going to discuss with you.
Hang on, this is the question. Has a man ever seen you in your knickers and said this?
Hello, mummy.
Not something I'm going to discuss with you.
Oh, so that's a maybe.
Move on.
Okay, well, let's talk to Jenny, shall we? In Tottenham. What next for Bridget Jones?
Well, I think that she should definitely have a baby and then try songs.
Songs?
Songs.
Songs for thong thongs.
Songs for the thong thongs instead of the big Bridget named Jones knickers.
What are you thinking, that she should start her own lingerie range?
Well, maybe.
Hang on a minute. Hang on. To be honest with you, I haven't met very many women who go, I've just had a baby, I want to wear a thong, but we won't go down that road. However, just the thought of Bridget, I like the idea of Bridget, you know, maybe doing some modelling of thongs, but do you really think she would do that?
I mean, did you think modelling?
I don't know. Would she?
I think she's there. She's making apple puree for the baby because she's going to be a bit of an earth mother. And then, like you say, maybe she's gone a bit doolally and she's now got a lingerie range too.
Yeah.
So she's maybe packaging up the apple puree on a delivery that she's been when somebody's ordered some thongs. I mean, that would be that would be very Bridget.
I don't want to buy apple puree off a woman who's filled the pot in a thong. I'm sorry. Call me old-fashioned if you like.
You wouldn't know.
I wouldn't know. But, you know, health and hygiene might find out. It's another scandal waiting to break. It's horse meat all over again. The great thong applesauce scandal. It'll be on the news.
Oh, dear. It'd be brilliant if there's a horse meat storyline in Bridget Jones too.
Yeah. Anyway, we must go. See you later.
We digress. Thanks, Jenny.
All right. Bye.
Heart Breakfast. Waking you up. With Stuart and Natalie.